Annual Philadelphia Flower Show opens this weekend at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Each year, the largest and oldest flower show in the country has a theme. And this year, that theme is Holland. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins offers this preview.
Inside the Pennsylvania Convention Center, landscape architects and floral designers put final touches on their interpretation of what Holland looks like. And overwhelmingly, that means bridges and bicycles.
It was one of the first things that we thought of when we considered what we would do for this show. It was the first thing that came to mind, bicycles, and then tulips.
That is Lauren Hilburn, a designer with the Hunter Hayes Landscape Company based in Ardmore. She created a bridge made of bicycle parts that spans a pond with its own kinetic water fountain that's made of, can you guess, more bicycle parts. And she's not the only one. The main entrance to the Philadelphia Flower Show, the splashy wow piece you first see when you enter the hall, is a bridge enveloped by thousands of tulips, and on its railing are locked about a dozen bicycles. One floral designer welded hundreds of bike parts together into a dense tangle and then suspended it in the air like a canopy. But Carrie Preston shows us that Holland is not just bridges and bicycles. The New Jersey native studied horticulture in Bucks County and then went to Holland, where she's been working as a landscape architect for 2 decades.
There's states in the north of the Netherlands where you have century-old meadows of naturalizing bulbs.
Naturalizing bulbs are tulips that can propagate themselves year after year. While they might not have the flashy flowers of the commercially farmed bulbs that Holland is famous for, and Netherlands is the world's largest exporter of flowers, but given the right conditions, they can really take over space. The landscape Preston designed for the flower show looks like a formal classic garden overrun with wild tulips, all wrapped in a chain link fence.
And that's sort of the American twist on this very sort of Dutch landscape. So it has a very symmetrical classic architecture you'd see at one of those estates. And then we added the chain link, which is very much the vernacular in the U.S.
The centerpiece of the flower show is a geodesic dome designed for the Dutch government. For a year, it was on display in Amsterdam, showcasing design innovations and technologies developed by the Dutch for more environmentally sustainable living, things like an air purification system and a passive cooling system involving large panels of moss. It was designed by Nico Wessing, who says a truly Dutch garden should not be made of tulips and water fountains, but rather of reclaimed material from wherever you happen to be.
We are traveling a lot of products all over the world, all the stones, natural stones from China and pebbles from India and tropical forest wood. We disturb the environment. We are not friendly to the earth. Well, so if you like to make your own landscape, your own garden, your own design, try to be very close and balanced well to nature.
The garden he designed for the flower show features some plants that are native to the Philadelphia region. The flower show runs until March 19th. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.